I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission Monday, February 10th, 2014 to order and call on our County Auditor, Rick Finley, to offer an opening prayer. Mr. Finley.
Heavenly Father, we want to come before you this morning. We thank you for the blessings you've given us. We thank you for just being able to be called sons and daughters of and brothers with you, dear Lord. We just thank you again for the great gift of salvation. We want to pray, Lord, that you would just give us guidance this morning, give us wisdom in your word. You promise you give us wisdom if we ask. We're asking that you give us wisdom, help us to make decisions that would be pleasing to you and uplifting your kingdom. We want to pray that you would just be with those that we know need your healing hand. And we know of several, but we know you know of all those. We just lift them all up to you. Pray that you be with our troops, those who might be in harm's way, and those that are home, missing those that are in harm's way. Just pray that you be with them. Give us guidance in all we do, Lord. Help us to do your will. These things we ask in your son's name. Amen. Amen.
Mr. Strahan, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there any commission remarks?
I want to make a compliment to the Taney County Road and Bridge Department. Of course, traveling each and every day last week throughout different parts of the county and other counties and seeing what our crews do. Just a big thumbs up for the whole bunch.
You know, I know that we do that, and we do it frequently, but I'm recalling a week ago Sunday when that snow hit, and East 76 and West 76, I guess at least portions of it, were just absolutely a mess. And we hosted a lot of people at the church following that second service because they were running off the road. There at First Baptist and at the river, and the jam was maybe 3 hours, 3.5 hours that people were stranded. And I know that our people assisted the state in coming up and clearing that road, and that was tremendous, or those people might still be stranded. I mean, it was just, you guys did a great job, Randy, and you deserve to be complimented for the hard work that you put in. And I know how dangerous that is because of the vehicles that I saw sliding off, including emergency vehicles and vehicles that were equipped for what they thought was heavy snow. In actuality, it was ice, and I mean it turned to ice in a hurry. But you guys did a great job, and you need to be complimented. Let me note very quickly that it says on my sheet, events this week, there's a Planning Commission meeting, 6 p.m., Commission Hearing Room, Point Lookout Airport Board Meeting, 9:30. Is that tomorrow?
That was canceled.
It's canceled, okay. It says the Taney County Library Board will be meeting at 4:30, February 11th. Sewer Board meetings are first and third Tuesdays. Planning Commission meetings, second and third Mondays, here in the Commission Hearing Room. Board of Adjustment, third Wednesday at 7 p.m., here in the Commission Hearing Room. Park Board, fourth Thursday at 6:30 p.m. here in the Commission Hearing Room. Airport Board meeting, second Tuesday, 9:30, located at Graham Clark Airport, County Airport. Partners in Progress, third Thursday at 2:30 p.m., the Hollister Town Hall. Taney County Transportation Advisory Board, third Tuesday, 12:30, Taney County Commission Hearing Room. And the Library Board, it says, as needed in the Taney County Commission Hearing Room. Monthly budget report. Mr. Finley, would you join us?
I know you guys have been busy, but I did email this to you last week. Thought you might take a look at it. I don't think you would find anything unusual, but want to give you a chance to ask questions if you have any.
Can you just give us a rundown of what it was that you sent to us? I think that, as you said, everything was within the norm. But
monthly, we send out the fund balances, where they are, at the end of the month. And so this is the month, the balances at the end of the month, January. And also I send you out a report that gives you the percent of the budgets that the departments in Gilmer County revenue have spent. So that's...
Gentlemen, do you have any questions for Mr. Finley? Thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 338377 through 338512, warrants 5921 through 5926, and one transfer journal entry for postage.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve checks number 338377 through 338512. Warrants number 5921, 22, 23, 24, 25, and 26, and one journal entry for postage. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve payroll. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Runway lighting project. Mr. Perrin. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I have two separate items for you there. Number one is an ordinance that MoDOT requires that they request that the presiding commissioner sign this ordinance, empowering himself to sign the grant agreement, the aid agreement that has already been signed. So they need that to support that grant agreement. Number two, you should have several booklets. They're the contractor's agreement for the runway lighting project with Ewing Electrical for $321,600.05. That should be the last of the documents necessary to be signed for this project.
First, let me know that we have an ordinance to authorize the County Commission to execute a contract between the County of Taney and the Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission, provided for Aport Aid Agreement reimbursement of funds for airport maintenance. Be it ordained by the County Commission of Taney as follows. Section 1. That the Commission is hereby authorized to execute on behalf of the County of Taney a contract with the Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission, providing for Airport Aid Agreement reimbursement of funds for airport maintenance. Section 2. That all ordinances or parts of ordinances therefore enacted which are in conflict herewith are hereby repealed. Section 3. This ordinance shall be in full force and effect from and after the date of its passage and approval. The witnesses whereof, the parties hereto set their hands day and year first above writ. Is there a motion to approve the ordinance providing for the Airport Aid Agreement and reimbursement of funds for airport maintenance as presented? This has also been reviewed by our attorney.
Has this got a time limit on the grant?
The grant allowed for the project to be extended through October 2014. Project.
On the front of the document that's been prepared by Frank Cotty, it has file number 13-017AIR.
Yes.
That's just the project number?
That's the project number with MoDOT, yes.
Who would assign the ordinance number? The reason I ask is I'd like to make the motion on the ordinance, on the specific ordinance number.
Suggest we label it 2014-10. Is that all right?
That's fine. Move to approve ordinance number 2014-10.
Second.
A motion is made and seconded to approve ordinance number 2014-10, which refers to the runway lighting project. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. In front of us is specifications and contract documents for Garver project number 12041471. This is the same project, 136101-A, correct?
Yes.
This also has a letter from counsel. It is your recommendation that we enter into this agreement, is it not?
That is correct.
I may have missed something. These are the grant documents?
The documents before you are quite heavily populated with bid documents, original bid documents.
Right.
But this is the actual construction agreement with Ewing Electrical.
Okay. Each one of them.
They're identical copies, if that's what your question is.
That's what my question was.
I think there's five copies.
To be distributed throughout.
Actually. Mark, I have a question for you. Could you come up for a moment? Under owner acceptance, this one's pretty simple since it calls for one. Question is, it calls for two signatures. Is just one sufficient?
Well, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Gentlemen, I would request a motion to approve the specification and contract documents and that we enter into the agreements as recommended.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's made and seconded that we approve the documents as so presented and that we enter into the agreement. MoDOT project number AIR-136-101A. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Donna, could you join me for a minute? I'd ask Mark this, but I think that since I see a new word here, I sign here. You test station. Okay. That's where we're going to go. Thank you, Donna. Brandon, can you get a hold of Nikki and have her come down? you stand in recess for about 5 minutes while I sign the rest of these documents, if that's all right.
Okay.